We are here tonight with the second marriage. My name is Janelle Middleton, and I'm here with my husband.
I'm Herb Middleton.
And we are here to just give you our point of view on marriage, our experiences, what scripture says, and just hopefully have a conversation with you or give you a conversation that you might want to be a part of. So today, we are talking about conflict resolution.
Conflict.
Da, 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 da.
We're talking about
how to resolve conflict.
Yeah, how to resolve conflict.
Do we resolve conflict?
We should resolve conflict. I think if you don't resolve conflict, it's like can be a cancer that it can grow if it's not dealt with. Now, I want to, from my perspective, I want to deal with the fact that sometimes, I think we mentioned this before, but like, it's very important, timing is important.
And when to say something.
And when to say something.
And how to say something.
And how to say it. Those are in.
Yes. When to say something.
I wish y'all could see her face.
To say something is very important. Because you know what? When you're in a conversation with somebody, it's a lot of the silent things that speak louder than the words that are being said. You know? Because we're spirit beings, so we can feel emotions, we can read body language, we can see the eyes. And when you've been with someone for quite a bit of time, you pick up on the silent cues of what's not being said. Now, go ahead.
No, that's true. That's a very good point because sometimes you don't have to say anything, you know, because you and I, we go through it like we've gone through, like, honey, what's wrong? And I'd be like, nothing.
For 29 years.
After knowing that there's something wrong, because like you said, we're spiritual beings. You can tell when there's a shift in the environment, when there's a negative air in the environment because there's a conflict. I think that sometimes you have to be honest and deal with the fact that, you know, there's something wrong, but I don't want to talk about it right now.
That's a very good sentence to say.
There's something wrong, but I don't want to talk about it right now, because if you talk about it when you may be leaning towards the first Adam, it may not come out in the way you said. There's a way that you talk. When you've been offended, yeah, is the way that you speak and how you say it. For it to be received, sometimes it's hard to receive things, even though somebody may be hurting if they say it the wrong way, because that may end up causing a double whammy.
Burning the house down.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've learned that. I mean, I'm still, you know, I'm doing better. I think I am. Thank you, Jesus. You know.
You are.
Oh, thank you. You are, too. Right. So.
I was bad? I'm joking.
Just being able to be a good listener. Like, when you were, when it's being a good, I'm finding out now, years later, that is so important to be a good listener and listen not with your mouth, but listen with your ear, with total openness, total consideration for the one that's speaking to you.
Yes.
And at that point, you can't be trying to lift yourself up or defend yourself because it's really conflicts. Please understand, y'all that's listening, conflicts sometimes that they're not that sometimes conflicts are built on misunderstandings or or just different perceptions, because we're, even though we're married, we have different, we still do things in different.
Right, because we're individuals.
We're individuals.
When you get married, you know, you don't get, you shouldn't lose your identity.
Say that,
you
know, yeah.
You don't become a bubblegum head because because you got married. You know, we're not thinking the same thoughts. We're not sharing a brain, and we're not sharing emotions. We are still individuals. So,
I think you're gonna point out something.
No, I just was gonna say that so far we've listed two things that you can incorporate in conflict resolution. One is being a good listener. Two is tone and timing when you're speaking to each other. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then if you walk away, not, you know, if you choose a later time, in between that time, just really give the situation and pray about it. Talk to the Lord yourself independently.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get wisdom, because maybe what you may discover is that what you're offended by, what you have a conflict with, a problem with, mm-hmm. is something that is an attack on you. Because
mm-hmm.
the enemy, listen.
We do have one.
We do have an enemy, and he does speak to us individually. Sometimes he can, what used to happen with me and my wife, the enemy used to literally get into her head, into my wife's head, say something to her and say something to me that would heat what she was hearing, say the same thing to me, but even worse, and it would just cause a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
Now, just to clarify, we weren't hearing voices. That's not what we're saying. You're not hearing voices, but you can get a thought.
You can get a thought.
So by the time you say something out of your mouth and it travels to my ears, I done heard something different.
Right.
And I'm responding to what I'm thinking I'm hearing in opposed to what you're actually saying.
Right.
And vice versa.
Yeah. And that is a strategic assignment from the enemy
mm-hmm.
to cause division
yes.
and confusion
mm-hmm.
between you and your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That he can speak to her, he can speak to you, him, and cause something that is even nothing. It could mm-hmm. be the smallest thing that he drops in the air, and then all of a sudden you get this silence.
Mm-hmm.
Then that, and like my wife was saying, that silence is a killer. Brothers, if y'all listen, I hate that silence. Because
there's no talking going on in the room. But there's some talking going on in your head.
In the air.
You have a whole conversation
right.
going on in your mind. And you can have thoughts like, well, what does she mean when she say that? Well, why does she look like that when she said that? Oh, well, she said that because she really don't never liked you. You know, right. just all kinds of things.
Stuff from the past
mm-hmm.
the enemy could bring up. Listen, you know, the word of God says that that Satan, he's the prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be conscious
mm-hmm.
that he is allowed to move in environments wherever he's gets the cooperation,
mm-hmm.
and where, because we do, like you said, we do have enemy, and we can't be like so saved,
mm-hmm.
so sanctified to think that we don't have an imp or imps assigned to us
mm-hmm.
to cause division in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God
mm-hmm.
that we may be able to stand the tricks, the wiles of the enemy that he sends in these days.
Yeah. So we're at three: listening, being a good listener, tone and timing in what we're saying, and recognize that there is an enemy assigned to attack our communication, right? And so also when we are resolving conflict, we should create a safe space to speak I wrote that down already. Thank you.
Okay. Create a safe space.
Create a safe space to speak. So you've waited for tone and time in, and now you're ready to have a conversation. Please don't come with the list of, I'ma say this and I'ma say that and I'ma, oh, I'm waiting. Soon as he say this, this is what I'ma say. Mm-hmm. Soon as she say this, this what, because now you're not ready to listen. When you already have your list or your conversation of what you wanna say and gonna say, you can't listen to what the other person. You're just waiting for your time to say what it is you have in your head to say. And that doesn't allow space for resolution. That really will just breed another conflict on top of the conflict you're trying to resolve. Make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. So in other words, I want to amplify that. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't create your own argument. Don't create why in between the dealing with the conflict that you may have with your spouse, don't create, don't be
an argument.
Yeah, don't produce what the how the conversation is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to get your point across and that be the motivation, because the motivation of getting your point across or sharing your hurt is not really the goal. You want peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to go into it with a war mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into it with a peaceful mentality to reason together. And that takes the peace of God, that takes timing and tone.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can deal with and hear and be sensitive to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we can win.
We can win.
Because we won.
We won. Last thing, or one more thing.
No.
Deal with the current conflict.
That's a good one. Can I give you a cash app for that?
Yes, you can. J. Wright Middleton. Deal with the current conflict. Don't bring up the conflict from last month, from 10 years ago, from 15 years ago. From whatever, and pile them all on to the current conflict.
Hmm.
Deal with, and sometimes that's hard because they might be attached, or it may be something that you didn't speak about for a really long time. So now you have this trail of evidence that you want to present to accuse or to prove to the other person they've created this conflict. Deal with what is happening right then. And then later on, if you need to go back because something isn't healed in you, that can be completely separate, not in an environment of conflict or an environment of a disagreement.
That's so great.
You can do it later over dinner. You can do it at when you leave in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your free time is, your downtime, your nice time with one another, that's when you probably want to say, you know, babe, or honey, I was feeling like this when you said that. So they're in a space to hear you, and you're in a space to present it where it's palatable and can be heard. Because again, like you just said, the goal is to have peace so we could win. So those are our 5 points for conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to close. I want to talk. I want to highlight that what you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so there are deep wounds that you can carry in your marriage,
mm-hmm.
that are not dealt with. And like you said, you can't. You shouldn't connect the old pain to a new hurt.
Mm-hmm.
However, my prayer is that anybody that's listening, that when you're so overwhelmed with old hurt and carrying old hurt, it's hard to get another thing on top of that.
Yeah. You gotta allow space for healing.
So Well, I just pray for, we pray for those that may be having some old pain. It could be years. It could, if you're married a long time, you could have old hurt that was never dealt with. I want to challenge you, while you're healing from that, put that on the cross so that you can not walk away from it, but don't let it become something that the enemy could use to divide you or to hurt you further than the original pain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's it for tonight, folks. For the day.
For this time.
And for this time.
Real quick, listening is important. Being a good listener, tone and timing, creating a safe environment, recognizing that there is an enemy attacking, assigned to attack your communication, and deal with the current situation. Thank you for being with us this time on The Second Marriage.
Thank you. God bless.
Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Bye.